Welcome, Teresa Wallstroy in Port Elizabeth, a qualified scientist, clairvoyant, and spirit medium. Teresa, I believe you do telephonic readings and readings on Skype for clients all over the world, including the USA, the UK, Australia, Israel, and Canada. That's formidable, Teresa.
Hi, Heather. Thanks.
Wow. Okay, so you tell us that the spirit guides are compassionate and caring and are in contact with the spirit guides of the people who come for reading, talks, workshops, and retreats. So the information provided to each individual is always relevant. Your private readings begin with a brief prayer for protection, and then the spirit guides begin to speak to the client. In the first sentence or two, they get to the heart of the matter to be discussed. They then go on to provide the sitter with useful information and gentle guidance and allow the individual to ask questions. So there's no topic that the guides will not speak about, and their information is always interesting, relevant, and thought-provoking. But, having said that, many folk out there are afraid of channeling. So who can benefit from this healing? What would your response to this be, Teresa?
Well, Heather, I think that everybody can benefit from it. I understand that there are a lot of people who are afraid of this kind of thing, but really it's no different from an ordinary conversation. Whilst the guides might have a different accent, they're probably a lot more gentle and compassionate than I am. And certainly there is nothing that they cannot answer. There is no question that is too difficult for them because our spirit guides walk with us continuously day by day.
Oh, that's beautiful. So now I'm going to ask you to channel your spirit guides, and then I'll pose some questions to them, and we'll await their response.
Okay, let me bring them through. So, we greet you, friend. You have some questions for us.
Yes, my first question. We know that 2014 is an important year. Can you tell us why?
Certainly. We would say to you that this year on your planet is a year of change. There are many who have gone through what we would call the destructive phase prior to having begun this year of change. There are some who are still in what we would call the destructive phase, and it is as though everything is being destroyed and removed so that change can come and rebuilding can take place. This is this year on your planet for everyone, unless you hold on to things which will keep you from change. Yes?
Thank you. Now, another question for you. Some are saying that it is the golden age of Africa, which is the solar plexus of the planet. How would you respond to that?
Well, we would say that that is quite correct. As you may know, the solar plexus is the area in the body which attunes to spirit. So we would say it becomes a new age in your world where spirit takes more of an active role in the lives of those who are on your planet. Certainly, Africa will be the place from where there is the energy which helps with that transition. Yes, it happens all over the world, but more so within Africa, because now within Africa, because of changes, there is not as much what we would call red tape, which protects or prevents perhaps guides from coming through and speaking clearly. Africa is certainly that place. Yes?
Thank you. That is very important and powerful information. And what can you tell us about fear?
Well, of course, fear in your world is an emotion that is perhaps what we in the spirit world consider to be the most difficult of all the emotions to deal with. Fear is the most destructive and the most damaging. And when you consider it, fear is generally of something that may never take place. So we would say to you that trusting that your spirit guides are helping you will help to make the change. When you hold on to fear, it will prevent you from moving forward. So it is so important now to listen to the intuitive messages which are being brought to you so that you can move into a time of change and reconstruction. Yes?
Thank you. And now, Can you tell us about the soul?
Well, yes, perhaps what you call soul, we would call spirit. And spirit certainly exists to all eternity. We would say before anyone came to your Earth planet, they were a spirit, and they agreed to come to the Earth planet in order to learn certain lessons. Those who have incarnated into your world at this time have stood in a long line of those who have applied, because your world, being a world of chaos and turmoil, is a world where much can be learned. And so it is a time, a very short period of time, where the soul is clothed in what you call a body. It has, therefore, material aspects and it has emotional aspects, which, once you return to spirit world, will be lost. The material aspects are lost immediately. Emotional aspects take a longer time. But certainly, the soul or the spirit continues into eternity. We would say that there may come a time, but this is in the very, very, very distant future, where soul begins to join together and become what we would call group spirit. But that is many, many thousands, millions of years in your time into the future. You understand?
I do. Thank you. And what can you tell us about death?
Well, death is merely a transition, leaving behind the material phase. Now, we would say to you that there are many from the spirit world who are what we would call transition specialists. They help through every process of what you call death on your planet, and they help them to move over, returning to their spirit form. Death is merely a transition. So often, because of your reality, you focus on what you call life, but there is much, much more to come in spirit world. So death may be an ending, but it is in actual fact a new beginning. Yes?
Yes, thank you. Question. What can you tell us about forgiveness?
All right. Well, we would say to you, forgiveness is of greatest importance. Not specifically forgiveness of others, but more importantly, forgiveness of the self. We would say most in your world, even though it cannot be seen, go around with a burden of guilt. And this is guilt from all sorts of situations. And until you can forgive yourself, you will not learn to forgive others. So forgiveness is essential to growth of spirit and growth of self. Yes?
Yes. Thank you very much. And the last one I'm going to ask you, what is love?
Well, yes, love is an interesting thing because there are so many forms of love. But we would say the association with one spirit and another in such a way that one spirit wishes to help another spirit is what you may consider to be the bond of love. So we would say, though we in spirit world at perhaps a higher level may not feel emotion, certainly we still have the bond of love. And we would say that spirit guides have sacrificed a portion of their time in order to, in a loving way, work with those who are on your earth plane. Loving each other on your earth plane makes your life much easier. It is when you choose not to love someone that you yourself find you have bound yourself and kept yourself from growing. You understand?
Yes, I do. And so we've come to the end, and I'm honored to receive this information. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.